The Concordant Version of the Old Testament, copyright 2021 by the Concordant Publishing Concern. The Book of Haggai, Chapter 1. In the second year of Darius the king, in the sixth month, on day one of the month, the word of Yahweh came by the hand of Haggai, the prophet, to Zerubbabel, son of Shealtiel, viceroy of Judah, and to Joshua, son of Jehozadak, the great priest, saying, Thus speaks Yahweh of hosts, saying, This people says, The season has not come, the season for Yahweh's house to be built. And the word of Yahweh came by the hand of Haggai the prophet, saying, Is it the season for you yourselves to dwell in your sealed houses while this house is deserted? And now thus says Yahweh of hosts, Set your heart on your ways. You have sown for increase, yet it brings in little. You eat, yet without satisfaction. Yea, drink, yet without gratification. You are clothed, yet without warmth to it. And the hireling's hire goes into a pierced pouch. Thus says Yahweh of hosts, Set your heart on your ways. Ascend the mountain, and bring wood, and build the house, that I may be pleased with it, and be glorified, says Yahweh. You face about for increase, and behold, it is little. Yet you bring it home, and I blow on it. Because of what? Avering is Yahweh of hosts. Because of my house, it is deserted, yet you are running. Each man to his own house. Therefore, over you the heavens close off the night mist, and the earth closes off its crop. And I am calling for a scorching heat on the land, and on the mountains, and on the grain, and on the grape juice, and on the clarified oil, and on all that the ground is bringing forth, and on human, and on beast, and on all the labor of their palms. Then Zerubbabel son of Shealtiel, and Joshua son of Jehozadak, the great priest and all the remnant of the people, hearkened to the voice of Yahweh, their Elohim, and to the words of Haggai the prophet when Yahweh, their Elohim, sent him to them. And the people feared before the face of Yahweh. Then Haggai, the messenger of Yahweh, spoke in Yahweh's message to the people, saying, I am with you, avering is Yahweh. And Yahweh roused up the spirit of Zerubbabel, son of Shealtiel, viceroy of Judah, and the spirit of Joshua, son of Jehozadak, the great priest, and the spirit of all the remnant of the people. And they came and did work on the house of Yahweh of hosts, their Elohim, in the 24th day of the month, in the sixth month, in year 2 of Darius the king. Chapter 2. In the seventh month, in day 21 of the month, the word of Yahweh came by the hand of Haggai the prophet, saying, Speak now to Zerubbabel, son of Shealtiel, viceroy of Judah, and to Joshua, son of Jehozadak, the great priest, and to all the remnant of the people, saying, Do any remain among you who saw this house in its former glory? And what are you seeing it to be now? Is it not like nothing in your eyes? Yet now be steadfast, Zerubbabel, avering is Yahweh, and be steadfast, Joshua son of Jehozadak, the great priest, and be steadfast, all you people of the land, avering is Yahweh, and do it, for I am with you. Avering is Yahweh of hosts, the word which I contracted with you when you came forth from Egypt, and my spirit is standing in your midst. Do not fear, for thus says Yahweh of hosts, still once more it is a little while, and I shall make the heavens and the earth and the sea and the drained land quake, and I will make all the nations quake, and the coveted of all the nations shall come. And I will fill this house with glory, says Yahweh of hosts. Mine is the silver, and mine is the gold, avering is Yahweh of hosts. Greater shall become the glory of this latter house than the former, says Yahweh of hosts. And in this place shall I give peace, avering is Yahweh of hosts. On the 24th of the ninth month, in year 2 of Darius, the word of Yahweh came to Haggai the prophet, saying, Thus says Yahweh of hosts, Ask now the priests about the law, saying, Behold, a man is carrying holy flesh in the hem of his garment, and with his hem he touches bread, or stew, or wine, or oil, or any food. Is it holy? And the priest answered and said, No. Then Haggai said, If an unclean soul should touch any of these, is it unclean? And the priest answered and said, It is unclean. Then Haggai answered and said, So is this people, and so is this nation before me, avering is Yahweh, and so is every work of their hands, and what they are bringing near there. It is unclean. And now set indeed your heart from this day and onward. Ere a stone was placed on a stone in the temple of Yahweh, how was it with you? When one came to a grain pile of 20 measures, there were only 10. When one came to a wine vat to skim off 50 winepress measures, there were only 20. I smote you with blast and with mildew and with hail and all the work of your hands, yet you were not coming to me, evering is Yahweh. Set indeed your heart from this day and onward, from the 24th day of the 9th month, from the day on which the temple of Yahweh is founded, set your heart. Is the seed still in the underground hoard? And have the vine and the fig tree and the pomegranate and the olive tree still not born? From this day I shall bless. The word of Yahweh came a second time to Haggai on the 24th of the month, saying, Speak to Zerubbabel, viceroy of Judah, saying, I shall make the heavens and the earth quake, and I will overturn the thrones of kingdoms, and I will exterminate the steadfastness of the kingdoms of the nations, and overturn the chariot and its riders, and the horses and their riders will go down, each man by the sword of his brother. In that day, averring is Yahweh of hosts, I shall take you, Zerubbabel son of Shealtiel, my servant, averring is Yahweh, and I will place you as a signet ring, for I have chosen you, averring is Yahweh of hosts.